You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new year and a new show. Nope, just kidding. It's the same old awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
But it is a new year, and I'm Rob, and we're very, very grateful that you're hanging with us into 2017, 2017. Hope you guys had a great celebration.
It's funny.
Didn't get too crazy.
It's funny. A lot of people were like, oh, I'm so happy 2016 is over. It's like, 2016 was a great year for me.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think we talked a little bit about this on podcast before. I think it was the election.
That killed it for a lot of people?
I think so.
That's sad. Why let it affect you so much? Who cares?
Tell you what.
There's not much you can
really
do.
We're moving on, regardless. Yeah, who cares? Right? Whoever won didn't really change what we're doing.
Pretty much true.
It's true for you guys, too.
Well, let's change the drone industry, Rob, and answer a question and provide valuable information for these awesome people. But if you love hearing my voice and you love hearing me joke about my Bob the announcer voice, which is, hey, it's Bob over here, and I just wanted to let you know it is a sunny day outside, which means shiny butts and shiny bums. Lots of bikinis out there,
isn't
Rob.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yep.
Shiny butts and shiny bums?
I'm telling you, the things I hear announcers say is ridiculous. That's why it's my announcer voice. Sweet. But anyway, if you do love hearing my voice, good news. Very soon, the audiobook of Living the Drone Life will be on Audible through iTunes, so you can check it out. I do have some personal messages in the audio version because I got to...
Some bonus material,
some bonus,
as it were?
Material, yeah. Well,
yeah.
So I think, actually, after reading this book, it really is good. It's really good. So check it out, droneyoubook.com. Let's play the question.
Hello, Rob and Paul. This is PJ Kirkpatrick from Nomad Aerial Solutions in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Longtime listener, love the show. I have a business-related question. Based on your experience, what is your recommended application to provide deliverables to customers? We're looking to standardize our processes and want to focus on one that is both secure and easy for the customer to use. The formats will vary, however, the file sizes are always large, too big for email. Some of our customers are outside the state of Wisconsin, so it doesn't really make sense to provide a thumb drive. We've tried 5 different applications and have narrowed it down to 2. Before we pull the trigger, we wanted to hear your recommendation. What have your customers preferred to use? That's it for now. This is PJ, and thank you for addressing my question on Ask the Drone U.
Yeah.
PJ is actually an extremely, how do you say that?
Extremely.
He's extremely.
He's just extremely.
Yes. That's all I was going with that. No, I'm kidding. He's very vocal. He's extremely vocal. That's where I was going with that.
I gotcha.
In the community,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, we appreciate.
In the Drone U community.
PJ.
So,
yeah.
Great question. You know, what is the standard workflow for delivering your deliverables to clients? One thing I want to say really quick is a huge mistake I see people make all the time in business, in sales, is follow up. You could not build more trust and rapport with your client through follow-up. Yeah, I mean, it is the...
That is really true.
Right? You know?
So true.
You deliver it, and then you're like, the weight is lifted off my shoulders. Everything's good, right?
And if you got to get so anal as to put it in your calendar for the next morning or something...
Or a week later, 2 weeks later.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Put it in the calendar.
Yeah.
No, we don't all have the mind of Ilker over there who puts the sticky in his head.
Yeah. I wish I could put stickies on my head. JK.
That was in his head.
Oh, not on his head.
Not on his head.
Gotcha.
That'd look funny.
Either way, back to the important stuff, delivering your files. There are many different ways to do it, but follow-up is complete. So when you're writing out this step-by-step list, don't forget, whenever you deliver, wait 2 to 3 weeks or a month later or whatever, and follow up with your client. Make sure that they're happy. A great way to do that is call Rob.
Ring, ring. See, and I thought by follow-up, you meant make sure they received it.
You'll normally hear from them if they haven't received it, but...
I'm not going to make that assumption, that personally.
Well, I'm glad that you don't do that, but I was going to show people, if you were to do a follow-up, just how to do it, Rob.
All right, cool. Let's go with it.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello there, Robert. It's Paul with Taken Flight Services.
Who?
Taken Flight
Never
Services.
Heard of you.
Right, well, cheerio. Good day.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, no, Rob, I just want to make sure you got the deliverable for the aerial production that we had made over at the Louisiana office.
I did. Thank you.
Good. Yes. Awesome. Good, good, good. Is there anything that we could change? Or I know you had your round of revisions, but honestly, I just want to make sure that everyone is happy. Because if you're not happy, you're not going to work with us ever again or tell people nice things about us. And referrals are a big deal. So we just want to make sure that you're happy.
Very happy. Everything looks great. Still kind of working through it. But so far, wouldn't change a thing.
Awesome. That is so good
nice
to hear.
Work.
I really appreciate the opportunity to serve you and your business and increase your sales. One last thing before you go there, bud. Do you know anyone by chance that may be interested in drone-related work? Have you talked to anyone like at a party? I'm sure you mentioned to someone you guys hired a drone person, right?
Yeah, my uncle owns a whole chain of dealerships.
Oh, wow.
In Connecticut. Was talking to him about you, and I've already given him your name.
Wow, that is so awesome.
You'll be
is
hearing
there,
from him
is
after
there
the holidays.
Any way that you would be willing to give me his phone number just in case I can follow up with him in the crazy instance that he actually forgets to hit
me
up.
Oh, yeah, you bet. 555-555-5505.
You know what? I just memorized that, so I will be calling him later.
Yeah, he'll be happy to hear from you.
Oh, man. But anyway, the point of me saying that is that not only is it important to deliver, not only is it important to follow up, but it's really, really important to get referrals. In fact, we talk about this in Living the Drone Life, this sweet little book right here. In fact, I don't think there's a better book that's more succinct on how to run a drone business. That being said, the way that I deliver to my clients is through Dropbox. There are different ways to do it. There's Hightail, which is a very good service. Vic uses Hightail.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if you haven't watched Vic's two-hour-long class, it's so incredible. I learned things from that as a photographer. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So very good class. But anyway, Dropbox is how I deliver. I normally have a folder for my clients where I have says like edited photos. It has edited videos. But here's a pro tip for you. You ever wonder how your competition gets online marketing a little bit better than you? Have you ever wondered what steps you can take to build your backlinks and build your rank, your page rank through Google? Well, one way to do it is to implement your metadata on the back end of the photos and deliverables that you provide to your client. So when they post them to the internet, Google indexes the web addresses and keywords that are associated with that file, so you get backlinked. And the more backlinks you add, the higher quality of sites, the higher your page rank. That's a little pro tip right there.
No, that's a great tip. So is there any specific metadata that you'd put in?
It's called the IPTC data.
Okay.
And you can do so in Photoshop or Lightroom.
Cool.
I'm actually thinking about having Matt Neal, I think you remember who he is.
Very well.
Come in to do a class on just workflow and editing systems and automation for deliverables. So you've taken...
Really?
Yes. Because here's what I want him to do. If you have Lightroom or you use Lightroom and you add the metadata to your photos for each photo, it can take you 30 to 40 minutes per photo to upload, stack, edit, color correct, lens correction, contrast correction, then add the metadata, then export. You know, it can be
photo.
Per photo.
Yeah, it's intense.
I just did that I built a website for one of my clients recently. You guys know I offer packages. So my media business is focused on providing different types of media deliverables to people as an all-encompassing package. So for me, I spent 30 minutes per photo and it's really annoying, but I'm hoping Matt Neal will come in here to teach people how to use Lightroom for automation. Because if your photos were all taken with the same settings, you can say, okay, for every photo, I want to turn down the highlights, jack up the shadows, pull the exposure down a little bit, contrast up, a little bit of saturation, a little bit of vibrancy, a little bit of clarity,
mm-hmm.
and do that for every photo, and it's done. Like,
so in that case, you're giving every photo the same adjustments?
Yes, which is difficult if you're not taking photos with the same type of lighting.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful, but you can... automate the entire metadata process.
So basically in that case, we've gotten a little bit off topic, but it's kind of interesting. So that in that case, basically you could go through and group photos.
Mm-hmm.
So where the lighting is the same enough, you could do that. And
yes.
then when it changes such that you kind of pick a cutoff point and then you could group those photos.
Yep.
I mean, there are various ways that you, that's some really cool stuff.
Well, the whole point here is we're running a business, right? Which means we optimize, which means we become Absolutely. More efficient. We spend less time, more money, right?
Absolutely.
So, and that's the goal. That's what we're here at Drone U to talk about. And Rob is the business master. So,
Well, yeah, you're kind.
That's what she said.
Oh boy. No, it isn't. Wait, I don't know. So you said Dropbox.
Yes.
One of the things I think about this whole issue is I think sometimes people overcomplicate it.
I agree 100%. When I worked for DJI recently doing some videos for them, they use Frameo, Frame.io, Frameo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great system for file transfers, especially with big groups and corporate entities, but it's not really user-friendly. So I would say for user-friendly for the client, the best possible thing you can do is Hightail. Hightail is a little bit more expensive than Dropbox, a lot more features, mm-hmm. a lot more customization. So one of my biggest problems is that every quarter I have to go through and clear out my Dropbox.
Yeah.
And that
gets expensive otherwise.
It very. And it also becomes tedious. So with Hightail, you can set expiration dates.
That's cool.
So you can say, hey, this is going to be available for 6 months. Make sure you download it.
Business level Dropbox should have that. But there's probably a lot of things that they should have. But one of the
they
other
should.
System, right, they should. But one of the other things that we use here, Paul, and I haven't heard you mention yet, is we just use Google Drive.
We have used Google Drive for our podcast uploading and downloading.
Which includes videos.
It does.
So why not mention that more as more of a prevalent option here?
Oh, I...
And it could just be a preference that...
You know, it's funny. I've never done a true comparison.
Mm-hmm.
We have wicked fast internet here at DroneU, so it's kind of hard to gauge. It's funny because Google Drive did not used to be even compatible or compete with Dropbox.
Yeah.
And now they do.
I think it's really simple.
It is really simple. To be 100% honest with you, and I'm trying to sit here and think, like, what is really the better option? But I use Google Drive for everything now. My new clients, instead of saving them on any particular computer, I save all of the files, the media, the instructions, everything on my Google Drive.
It's so convenient.
It really is, because no matter where you are, you can, like, pick up right where you left off. And no matter what computer you're on or anything.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it.
So that's another option, even though it sounds like you, for clients, use Dropbox more often than not.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Just because Google Drive can be not as easily navigable as Dropbox. Dropbox is very simple. But if, let's say we want to rank these things, right, for customer convenience. Hightail is definitely number one, without a doubt.
And there is nothing on their end with Hightail that they have to download
software. No, in fact, it's the simplest of all three because they don't need an account to even log in and download this stuff.
Cool.
With Dropbox, they have to have an account.
Yeah.
So that's why I put Dropbox as number two, but the clients I work with, I already have the system set up. I've been using Dropbox for a long time. I use Dropbox.
Right.
The third I would say is Google Drive, but I use Google Drive for everything except delivering media to clients.
Yeah.
So I kind of use both.
Interesting. One other one that I want to bring up, and maybe this is not a good option at all, but is there a way to use YouTube for this? Or does that not what we're talking about at all?
Because
I'm thinking, okay. I'm thinking like private video where they can go and get the link and use it that way.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. One of the biggest fears that I had growing up in this drone industry is that someone would just download my video and just use it and never pay me, which has happened.
Yeah.
And that's one reason to not use YouTube.
Okay.
If you post a video on YouTube, and even if it's private or unlisted,
mm-hmm.
I can just use a specific site. I'm not going to name it. And I can put the URL in this specific site,
right.
The URL from YouTube. You've seen me do this before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we've used
anyway.
It.
Oh, yeah. So you take a YouTube video
legitimately,
link.
I might add.
You take a YouTube video link, put it in this website. 30 seconds later, poof, you got the whole file.
Yeah.
So without compression either. It's actually pretty awesome. Now, that's one of the benefits to using something like Vimeo or Wistia.
Mm-hmm.
These are the only two sites that confuse the clip converters that YouTube, that you can, you know, scrape stuff
from
YouTube.
We've tested that high and low for good reason.
Oh, man. I know. I was all about that and very passionate about it, Rob. I'm sorry.
Really? I still have nightmares.
I tend to get a little passionate around here.
You're just looking out for the drone you. That's good.
Yeah. It's because I care. It's like I was trying to explain to Sarah last night. I'm hard on you because I want the best for you.
Oof, how'd that go? We'll talk about that later.
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we are. Maybe after a beer, but...
Or five.
Okay. For you.
And you. Anyway, that is going to do it for us today. I think that explains what we use to deliver media to clients. Yes?
I am curious, though, because PJ said they've narrowed it down to two. He didn't tell us which two, so I'm curious if anything that we talked about were any of those two. Because, again, there is that issue of overcomplicating, and if you Google this, there's probably...
Lots of options.
How many hundreds of options or whatever? So,
lots of options.
Anyways, let us know, PJ.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question, PJ. And if you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and upload that question, and we will play it, and then we will answer it. So you ask the questions, we give the answers. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget to check out Living the Drone Life, available at droneubook.com. Just goes right to Amazon. Seriously, if you've ever remotely thought about running a business, this is going to be the best $13 you've ever spent in your life. Guaranteed. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.